You are listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer.
And good evening, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well today, Jake. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am psyched that it's our 10th episode.
I know. We've made it to double digits.
I know. This is awesome. It's been a lot of work, but I feel like we've learned a ton.
Yeah, and we're always learning. And I like learning something new every time we sit down to record.
Likewise. So here's to the next 10 episodes and then the next 100 episodes after that.
Yeah, we're still working on our goal from episode one to reach those, what was like, six-digit listeners?
Four-figure listeners.
So we're on our way in episode 10. So let's keep going.
Let's do it. Yeah, so Mike and I took a break recently. The holidays, we're kind of getting back into the swing of things, feeling recharged.
And I hope everyone listening had a chance to relax for the holiday season as well, as we did.
Do you want to tell everybody how you chipped your tooth?
I chipped my tooth back during Thanksgiving on a soft chocolate chip cookie. That was, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. That is my tooth, I guess. But that wasn't the funnest experience. Thank you very much, Jake, for bringing that up. A little uncomfortable topic.
Sorry. Well, you know, it may be an uncomfortable topic, but you still have a beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're not the first one to tell me that today, I'm sure.
So speaking of being uncomfortable, want to jump into the topic?
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about being uncomfortable, or actually being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Now, what exactly do you mean by that?
I know that can mean a lot of things, can it, Jake?
Sounds bad.
It does sound bad. We don't want to be in uncomfortable situations. But in terms of professional development and being a developer, putting yourself in professional uncomfortable situations is a great way to really challenge and grow yourself professionally.
Yeah, I would agree. I know we've said it a number of times in previous episodes, but you stagnate if you don't challenge yourself. If you keep putting in the exact same efforts day after day, then you're going to get the exact same results. So if you really want to take it to the next level, then you need to find a way to take it to the next level by putting yourself in a position of unfamiliarity or discomfort.
So Jake, how about we start out by talking about some of the risks with being comfortable where you are as a developer?
The first one that comes to mind is boredom. And boredom is a symptom of under-challenged burnout, which we've talked
burnout,
about.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good episode. And that's something I think about often now. If I feel unmotivated, I ask myself why. I don't just jump to, oh, I'm tired. Maybe today is not the day to be doing this. I think, why am I unmotivated? Like, when's the last time I actually really made progress in this realm? Or when's the last time I gave myself a challenge? So burnout's the first risks that come to mind for me.
For me, one of the things that also comes to mind when thinking about just getting really comfortable or too comfortable with the development you do, it's you fall into the trap of developing what is just good enough for your projects, the work you do. And it's a fine line between doing what's good enough and doing exceptional work. So I think just when you get too comfortable, you do just the bare minimum you need to do, and then you move on. And you, like you said, you don't challenge, you don't grow, you don't learn.
Right. That's a good point. You write a lot of code and you might be comfortable writing that code and you know how to solve a problem one way, but is it really the best way? And maybe it's not the most important thing to always be finding the best way to write your code, but if you're not challenging yourself in another regard, then you probably should.
Yeah, I think you would get stuck in that mindset of, well, it works doing it this way, so I'll just keep doing it this way. There's other ways to do something. You could learn new methods and something that'd be even better.
Exactly. I think as a manager too, you need to constantly be learning new things. Otherwise, you're setting the example that it's okay to just be okay at something or get good enough at something. But if you're a leader, you always want to be pushing the envelope of your team and their capabilities.
No, that makes me think of, have you ever heard of the Peter Principle?
I have not.
So the Peter Principle is that people only rise to their level of incompetence. So you hit a certain level, let's say like you're a developer, and then you become a really good developer. So the Peter Principle, people then put you in the role of a manager because you're a good developer, doesn't mean you're a good manager. So you are thrust into this new set of skills that you don't have experience with. And it's an uncomfortable situation to be risen into.
Right. And then if you just stagnate and don't get better at that, then you're no longer a great developer, or maybe you are, but now you're just a so-so manager.
Exactly.
So the important part, or the important takeaway there, is to always be challenging yourself, always be reaching for that next level.
Right. So be aware when you reach the Peter Principle part of your career, and it just means you're going to have some new challenges to go after.
So as far as like things that make you uncomfortable, or would make a developer.
There are so many things.
That make spiders. No, spiders do make me uncomfortable. I don't know if I'm overcoming that one, but as far as like situations in the workplace or as a developer, what are some uncomfortable situations that people on your team go through?
I will say probably the number one is being in front of a client or speaking to a client.
So you think it's a lack of confidence, maybe not feeling as if they can speak intelligently in front of a client, or the client may not take them seriously?
I think, and this could be from my personal experience, it's just being fearful of what you say in front of a client and what you don't say, and how you answer questions, like either if it's giving estimates or overpromising, you know, saying yes too many times or not saying, being able to say no and being confident that way. So it's being uncomfortable in that situation and being looked on to be the expert, or like the tech expert.
Right. So you're in the spotlight to be the expert in something you feel that you might not be the expert in.
Yeah. So I can give an actual real world example of this. So in the early days of my development career, it was my second day at my job, and I was brought to a client's office and introduced as the technical expert for a certain framework. And it was my second day, and I had only barely used the framework. So in my mind, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. Like, I was freaking out, but I tried to just go with it and be like, yeah, I'm the expert. I know that. Sure, let's do it. Really scary situation, though.
That, yeah, I can imagine. That actually reminds me of my first job, too. I was in a similar situation where I had actually done some work, and then we were reviewing it with the client. The client was very unhappy with the work, asking me on the spot why I had made certain decisions. It was some old WordPress site, and I was not my best work, but I was, you know, I was young and learning, and he really, really tore into me. But that was probably one of the more difficult client conversations that I've ever had, and so it's all been downhill from there.
It's all been down. Each one's just gotten worse.
No, it's all been uphill from there. No, it's all been. This, maybe that was a bad story to tell.
I think it was a good story.
It was a good story. All right, yeah, that was probably the worst client conversation, and every client meeting I've had has only gone better from there.
So here's the thing, that's a good point that you bring up there. So you're faced with this bad client experience where you were berated, it sounds like, by this client. Mm-hmm. But what did you learn from that?
I learned that I needed to be more confident in my decision making. I knew that if I was going to develop things in a certain way, I needed to do so objectively. So that was a really big takeaway. And then it was also, I think I needed to probably rehearse better. I needed to be prepared to answer some of the more difficult questions and speak to the objective decisions that I was making.
So from that uncomfortable situation, you know, you learned something. You learned that you have to rehearse and practice, be more confident in what you're saying. And I mean, I bet that prepared you for the next time you had to go in front of a client.
Absolutely. You know, it was kind of like we were saying earlier on in the show where being uncomfortable is a bad thing. It was a bad thing at the time, but looking back, I'm so glad that it happened. Like many things that are not enjoyable at the time, but you learn from them, it just makes you a stronger developer.
Jake, how about another situation where you were uncomfortable?
So let's see. I think a big one for me is new technologies. I'm in the front end realm of development. The ecosystem is moving so fast with all these JavaScript frameworks.
Seems
out
like
there.
Be a new framework every day.
Every single day, before lunch and after lunch, new framework. And trying to keep up with all that, trying to figure out what it is that I need to be learning. And then, you know, on top of everything else that is going on in life, I just feel like sometimes I'm good enough at what I do. Do I really need to be learning a new framework? That's one that really trips me up.
It can be hard. I understand that. I mean, from the back end realm that I work, it doesn't change as much. You know, server side languages don't change that much. But even changing frameworks and adopting new strategies in frameworks and APIs, it can be scary to One, to think I'm going to fall behind if I don't learn this stuff, or just to think, well, I know and I'm really good at this one language, so I'm going to stick with this one language. Especially in the world of development, that language can become obsolete in like a couple of years, and then, you know, you're stuck in this hole and you don't have this other skill set to continue your career.
Right. On the other hand, if you do force yourself to learn new things, then learning new things after that becomes subsequently easier.
I think that's a good point. So, and I think we're on the same page here. Maybe we're saying it a little differently, that forcing yourself to learn new things, new technologies, new languages, new frameworks, it's going to be uncomfortable learning those things because you may get really good at one language, and to switch to something different, it's going to be uncomfortable, but that's going to help you in the long run because you're going to get better at picking up new technologies. So if you do have to change for your career and you pivot, you know, it's not going to be as scary to switch to something new or to use a new tool for a new project.
Right. Actually, this is kind of an awesome story. You just reminded me. I was talking to my manager today, and he was telling me about this. We just launched this new WebGL experience. It's something that he's been working on for a while. Really, really cool experience. But when the designers were working with him and the project managers were working with him, they were saying, yeah, so can we do this? Can we add this? We want it to do this. Is this possible? And he's been wanting one of these like real crazy experiences. He's been wanting to make one of these things for a long time. So he was just like, yep, I'm going to figure out. Yep, I'm going to do it. And he was laughing at me. He's like, I didn't know if I could do it, but I just kept saying yes. And I said it. I'm either going to knock it out of the park or I'm going to get fired. But he ended up doing it. He learned so much. Now this is the type of work that we're going to be trying to push more. And everyone on the team's really excited to learn it. So I'm not recommending you should always be that dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
over-promising, but look at where it got him, you know. It
was pretty cool. That was dangerous, him just saying yes to everything. And we've talked about that in the past. But it forced him in this uncomfortable situation where it was sink or swim, right? He had to learn this new stuff and challenge himself.
Yeah, and I think he knew that he could do it. He just didn't know how he was going to yet. He needed that to hold his feet to the fire in order to do it. So, yeah, cool stuff.
So putting yourself in uncomfortable situations in terms of new technology and new frameworks or languages forces you to have to learn something new and to get comfortable with learning new things.
Exactly. And I think it's important to talk about why we actually get uncomfortable.
Yeah, let's do that.
So I actually listened to this podcast the other day. This is not a podcast that I've ever listened to before, but a friend recommended it to me. It's called High Income Business Writing with Ed Gandia. This is on b2blauncher.com/116. We'll put it in the show notes though. He had a life coach come on, or maybe she was a startup coach. To be honest, I had never heard of this woman before. Her name is Jenny Mustafa Julak. The topic of the show was to talk about the voices of doubt that you have in your head. And what's really cool about her work is that she has actually personified this voice in your head. She calls her Hilda.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so Hilda's rants, she says, fall into one of four categories. We believe that we can't. We believe that we shouldn't. We believe that we don't know enough. And we believe we don't want it badly enough. So with the I can't type of Hilda, this is you questioning your capabilities. She's questioning what's inside of you and what you're actually capable of doing. The I shouldn't, this is Hilda being more concerned with what's outside, being concerned about how others are going to judge or perceive you, and the notion of you trying to change yourself to please others in a way that's not as ideal for you. The I don't know enough Hilda, terrified of even getting started, tough to get into the swing of things, and just allows you to procrastinate and second guess yourself. And then finally, the I don't want a Hilda. This is the opposite of the I don't know enough Hilda. She's afraid of the finish line. Again, justifying procrastination, forcing you to become unfocused, and convinces you to not pursue the things you want the most.
Is that don't want one sort of along the lines of thinking that something has to be perfect before it can be done?
That's definitely, yeah, I think the perfectionism mindset falls into the I don't want to, like, I'm not ready to ship. I'm not ready to call this done yet. It's not polished enough. And that could hold you back forever.
That can definitely hold you back forever.
Yeah. But anyways, I just thought this was an interesting way of looking at it. actually breaking down the voices in your head, which are so, I think everyone feels like they're the only ones that have them, but really everyone has them. And I think that they're all the same voice. They're all just a reflection of our own doubts and ourselves. So I just thought it was an interesting take.
So have you started doing this?
I have. And actually,
what is the name of your persona?
I'm calling her Hilda.
All right.
I'm going to stick with Hilda. But I know, and going back to what we were talking about, I get really uncomfortable with new technologies and tasks that I don't know enough, just being afraid to start. I know that once I sit down, once I start digging through documentation, once I start making mistakes and fixing them, that's when I'm going to become more comfortable with it. But I don't allow myself to start. I don't get near the starting line.
It's very interesting that you're able to recognize that in yourself.
And it's not to say that, just one more thing, it's not to say that we only have one of these voices, but I think that if you look at one of your common struggles, one of the things that makes you uncomfortable, you can probably pick one of these four to diagnose what it is that's holding you back.
So think about what is making you uncomfortable about your development, whatever you're doing, your development task, and try to recognize if it's Hilda telling you that you can't do something, that you shouldn't do it, that you don't know if you can do it or if you don't want to do it, and then addressing it. At least recognizing that can help you address it and then face it head on as a new challenge.
Exactly. Yeah. And I would recommend checking out this coach, Jenny Mustafa Julak's work. I'm planning on looking into it more. Just very, very smart woman.
All right. We'll link to it on the show notes for this episode.
Yeah, definitely.
That while you were talking about, you know, a situation you brought up, that makes me try to think about one of the things I dislike doing is writing documentation. And I'm always uncomfortable doing it. And it's probably because I have Hilda telling me, is it don't know? The fear of starting, right? That's the don't know one.
Is the I don't know enough is the fear of starting.
I don't know enough. Like, I don't know enough about how to write something articulate or how to articulate what I want to say. So I get really flustered with starting and I completely continually restart what I'm writing and I just get nowhere.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, it just, you never feel like it's good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's interesting. Learning so much about myself in this episode.
No, isn't it great? And I think it's important to remember that once you start facing yourself with uncomfortable situations, you're not going to become comfortable with it forever. You have overcome that situation, but it is constantly seeking that next level of discomfort. This goes back to the Peter principle.
Yeah, it does.
Just worth reiterating, like, this is not something that you fix or overcome. It's something that is stepping stones onto the next level of discomfort. And it sounds weird to say, but really the further you can go to make yourself uncomfortable, the better off you'll be.
It's more about, well, it is just like, I think what we're going to call this episode, it's getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's not getting rid of the uncomfort, but it's just feeling more natural in that uncomfortable state. So I'll add my anecdote about this now. So I do a lot of speaking at conferences. And it was only like 3 years ago where I could not imagine being in front of a group of people and speaking. And even today, like, I get up in front of a crowd for my session and my hands will be sweaty and shaking and my voice will be a little waverly. And it's a frightening experience. But I've done it enough where I know how uncomfortable I'm going to be. And I know how to, like, get through that first 10 minutes of talking in front of a group and to get more comfortable with myself and the topic. But I can tell you the first couple of times I got up to give sessions at conferences, like an hour before my presentation, I'd have to, like, go to the bathroom and hyperventilate and just, like, sweat and, like, freak out. But I don't have to do that as much anymore.
It's good. You know the score. You know how you're going to react, and you've made yourself comfortable with being uncomfortable in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still uncomfortable when I get up and speak in front of a group, but I know if it goes badly, they're just going to be quiet. They're going to be silent and just stare at me, and I can handle that and I can deal with that. And, or if it's going to go well, people are going to take away a lot from what I'm giving them. So I can be okay with being uncomfortable in what I'm saying and being in front of groups of people.
Yeah. And likewise with speaking, I've seen you present before. Your presentations are awesome. You obviously are very smart and you have a lot of valuable information to share. It's interesting that your big hang up is the actual delivery and not the actual development of the presentation itself. that's where I tend to get hung up. I'm like, oh yeah, I have no problem just getting up there and delivering this presentation, but I have to spend the next month or X amount of weeks putting together something that I don't even know if I know enough about, and I go through this imposter syndrome. It's annoying. But I think you could probably agree that looking back on all the times you presented, like, do you have any regrets about any
of the sessions you've done? Not at all.
Right. It's amazing. And even if you, I mean, the worst thing that can happen is you just don't deliver it as good as you had hoped. And there's been times where I've done that and someone still come up to me and said, I love the part you said about this and this. And it does resonate with people, even if you don't feel it was your best delivery.
This really has nothing to do with this topic at all. But so when I was a kid, I used to love doing magic tricks, and I went to like magic classes. And I think this holds true for musicians as well. We were taught that the audience doesn't know you mess up unless you tell them you messed up. So it's sort of that deal where you just have to learn, like, you can flub your words, whether you're presenting in front of a group for a session or in front of a client. And if you screw up what you say, the client or the people aren't going to know unless you outline that. Like, unless you say, oh, I just screwed up. Hold on. But if you just breeze over it, no one's going to notice.
Right. They don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really important to remember.
I think that got on a little bit of a tangent, but I think it still holds.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
It's close.
Why don't we talk a little bit about ways to change your mindset? Kind of like bring it full circle. How do we change our mindset? How do we become okay with being uncomfortable?
Yeah, especially being uncomfortable in development. Let's try to keep it
okay.
More in development. So the one thing I try to promote and try to do myself in being in these uncomfortable development experiences is try to treat it as a learning opportunity. Like every time I go into something, whether it's being presented with a project that is a new technology I don't know, or thrust into a new role on a project in development, like writing documentation, for example, or being put in front of the client, I try to go in saying to myself, no matter what, at the end of this, I'm going to learn something. I'm going to learn either something I'm good at or something I have to improve on. And I think that's a big, powerful mindset to have going into uncomfortable situations.
I like that a lot. You are constantly reminding yourself that no matter what comes next is going to be beneficial. Even if you don't end up using that technology again, at least you have experience with it. One of the things that I was thinking is somewhere along the same lines is to ask yourself really what the worst case scenario is. Like when you're approaching something new, what really is the worst that could happen? Let's say you're learning a new technology. Well, you decide not to use it, but I mean, it's a benefit because you've now appraised that technology. But I mean, have you ever been in a situation where like you just fall flat on your face and can't go on? Mm-hmm. There's just really nothing. There's nothing so bad that can happen with putting yourself in a position of unfamiliarity within your career. There's nothing that could really go terribly.
Yeah.
You'll always learn something.
That's an interesting way to think about it. Like to just focus on what's the worst that could happen. Have you ever also done it the opposite and thought about what's the best outcome from doing this?
Yeah. You should always think of like the best things that could happen and then use that as a criteria to strive towards.
And I think that can help with, and this goes along with changing your mindset for being in uncomfortable situations, is embracing the fear that comes with those situations. Like I did, or I tried to do when I talk and, you know, at sessions, it's, if you think about the best case scenario of doing that scary, uncomfortable thing, then it helps you embrace that and helps you actually go forth and do it.
Yes. So this, the feeling of being uncomfortable is just a reminder to yourself that you are doing something beneficial mm-hmm. for your career.
And that makes me think of as well with helping to change your mindset, reminding yourself of past successes and past triumphs of uncomfortable situations. And one thing that I would tell our listeners to stop and do is whatever technology you work with right now as a developer, whatever level you're at, 6 months ago, you were a worse developer. You weren't as experienced as you are now. You weren't as good with your technology or your language as you are now. So that was something uncomfortable where you had to learn new things. So if going into whatever the next phase is, you can remind yourself you've gotten to where you are now from being uncomfortable, so you can get to that next stage, that next uncomfortable situation.
My next point is actually fits perfectly after that. I thought you were going to actually say the same thing, but I was going to say, take a look back at your biggest successes. the things that you're most proud of as a developer, the things you were able to complete, the things you've learned, and realize that those all came from being uncomfortable. You are the developer you are now because you have put yourself in an uncomfortable situation at more than one point in time. And you should be proud of that. If you are proud and happy with your progress as a developer, then there's no reason to not do it more.
An interesting thing that made me think about is if you work at a company, one of the most uncomfortable situations for your job was the interview. That's a very nerve-wracking situation to be in, but you had to face that uncomfortable situation to get your current position.
Yeah, and look where you are now. That's so true.
Yeah, right? Isn't that interesting? Or if you are like a freelancer or you work on your own, that project you're working on now, you had to be in an uncomfortable situation to approach a client and do all those the other parts you have to do to secure that work.
Right.
Which I've never thought about that as like part of career growth as a developer, but it totally, it's all part of it.
It's so true. It's where it all starts.
So if anything, if you are a developer right now and you're going to face an uncomfortable situation, think about at least the interview process you went through and how uncomfortable that was. But you aced that, obviously, if you working as a developer now.
And I think the same could be said for people that are leaving whatever job opportunities they have now to find something new. They have came, seen, and conquered in a sense. They're acknowledging the fact that they need to put themselves in a new level of discomfort, find new challenges, find new paths to grow within. So yeah, I'd say, again, it's not all black and white. You kind of need to take baby steps to get there, but putting yourself in a situation of unfamiliarity is going to be something that you'll be able to do throughout your whole life. It's never going to go away, but you're always going to be able to benefit from it.
And I'll say another thing about changing mindsets and to adjust to uncomfortable situations. It's going to be a bold-faced lie, but I'm just going to say force it. No matter what, like you were just saying, Jake, you're going to end up being in uncomfortable situations no matter what. It's going to happen in your life. So just force a good outcome from it. Just dive into it. And it's like the fake it if you make it sort of mindset. Just be like, think about this isn't going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to do great in this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And I challenge you to fail. Go out there and seriously give it your all and see if you actually let yourself give up and fail. I'm willing to bet that none of you will. If you force it and you are constantly striving for excellence, then only good things will come. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Mike? Should we kind of wrap it up?
Yeah, let's try to wrap it up. Jake, what are the risks from being comfortable?
You risk stagnation. You risk lack of growth. You risk burnout if you are not putting yourself in a position of discomfort or unfamiliarity. So Mike, what are some of the benefits that can come from putting yourself in an uncomfortable position?
So some of the benefits are that you're going to force yourself into new challenges and to learn new things from those challenges. You're going to learn a lot more about yourself and what you can do and how far you can go and how much further you can continue to grow. And then you're going to set yourself up to be a great example for yourself and others as someone who can accomplish many things and be a great developer.
Yeah, very important aspect of being in a leadership role.
So let's finish off by recapping some of the ways you can embrace being comfortable with the uncomfortable.
So to embrace the mindset of being comfortable, really take a step back, consider your best work, audit your greatest successes and the things that you're most proud of, and keep that in mind as you go forward. And remember that you're only going to benefit from putting yourself in a situation of discomfort. And Mike, that was kind of like what you were saying with thinking about the best thing that could happen.
Yeah, picture the best outcome and to really motivate you for it. And then like you mentioned, Jake, imagine the worst case scenario and what the worst thing that could happen and how you can just embrace that and embrace the fear with the worst case scenario.
Right. And just, again, it's not black and white. Being uncomfortable is something that is going to come and go throughout your life. You're not going to learn to beat it. Mike said it best. I think the title we're going to go with is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's not something you're ever going to be able to make go away. You're not going to be able to defeat the negative voices in your head, but you can learn to deal with them.
So now I would like to ask our listeners, Jake, what are some uncomfortable situations they faced as developers and how have they overcome them? Or what tricks do they use to change their mindset in approaching uncomfortable situations. I would love to learn some methodologies that people use and some real world examples.
Yeah. And with those, I think we'd love to hear what the big takeaway was at the end too. I would like to know if there is even a single scenario where someone wasn't glad that they did something.
Yeah, that's a great challenge for listeners. I challenge anyone to tell us a situation that was uncomfortable where they didn't end up learning something. Dev-related. We'll keep it development-related. Learn that spider's nest that you burst was full of baby spiders.
Oh, don't say
that.
I
guess that's still learning something.
So yeah, we would love to hear what you have to say on the topic. If you would like to join the conversation, you can do so at developingup.com/10.
Yeah, 10.
You can also find us on Twitter at DevUpPodcast and email us at hello@developingup.com.
And I'm going to say this, it's going to be an uncomfortable thing, but we'd love it if you guys could leave us a rating and review on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app and to hear what you think about the show. We highly enjoy recording these.
We really do. And we try to pack it with as much value as we can. And we'd love to just hear your thoughts on it. We're very grateful for taking the time to listen. And for anyone who is tuning in to their first episode, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. And we'd love to hear your opinions as well and your thoughts.
Glad to have you here.
Glad to have you here, Jake.
Glad to have you here too, Mike.
All right.
All right.
Until next episode.
Sounds good. Good chat.